And a warning now about our next story. It contains elements that some listeners may find objectionable. The head of FIA, the body that governs Formula One motor racing, is under pressure to resign. This after British tabloids revealed that Max Mosley had taken part in a sadomasochistic orgy. Mosley says he's done nothing illegal and that his sex life should stay private. But he tried and failed to get a court order that would have stopped one paper from posting video of the orgy on its website. NPR's Rob Gifford reports.
It's a classic British tabloid story. An establishment figure caught with his pants down with five prostitutes in a Chelsea torture dungeon. What makes this story even more titillating for the titillation-prone British public is that the News of the World newspaper alleges that the orgy had a Nazi theme to it. And Max Mosley is the 67-year-old son of Oswald Mosley, friend of Adolf Hitler and leader of the British Union of Fascists in the 1930s. Mosley himself has admitted he took part in the orgy, but says he did nothing illegal and that his private life is no one else's business. He insists there were no Nazi overtones and he says he won't resign. Tom Crone is the legal manager of the News of the World.
Now, anyone who looks through the entire film can be left in no doubt what this film is all about, and that is that it is a parody, I think, of German militarism and German brutality, which has to take you back to 1939 and 1945 and the Nazi Germany era.
The billionaire boss of Formula One racing, Bernie Eccleston, a longtime friend, urged Mosley not to come to the recent Formula One race in Bahrain, but says the press should focus on the motor racing and not people's private lives.
I'm happy with Max. I don't have any problems with Max. They just thought in the interest of Formula One, because there's so much conversation like this one going on, instead of you talking to me about Bahrain in Formula One, you're talking about another nonsense.
Others have not been so forgiving. Some major motor manufacturers who take part in Formula One racing have condemned Mosley and put pressure on him to step down. Nick Fry is CEO of the Honda Formula One team.
Well, we say it's necessary that senior figures in sport and business maintain the highest standards of conduct in order to fulfil their duties with both integrity and respect. The Honda Racing F1 team is extremely disappointed by recent events surrounding Mr. Mosley, and we are concerned that the reputation of Formula One and all its participants is being damaged.
Mosley's future will be decided by a confidence vote at an extraordinary general assembly of the FIA membership on June 3rd. Rob Gifford, NPR News, London.